to get up when you have fallen, Psalm 51. Looking at the second major section here, after verses 1 to 9 on confession, we're looking at restoration, verses 10 through 13. And if a clean heart is what he prays for in verse 10, what's the goal of that in verse 11? Being admitted into God's holy presence, accepted instead of rejected. Look at verse 11. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. This is not about David or anyone losing their salvation. No, he's saying, don't do to me what you did to Saul. This is the king speaking. Don't reject me because of disobedience, where I lose my power or fall from grace. How awful when Saul had God's presence removed and taken from him. Don't let me be a Cain, banished, cast away by you, Lord. Samson, when your spirit left him and he was powerless. Don't throw me away in the rubbish bin like I deserve. Never leave me. Never forsake me, Lord. Don't give up on me. Please let me keep serving you. Save me. Change me. Draw me near, close to you. Beloved, what's your biggest fear in life? Often we would say dying or losing a loved one, perhaps poverty, divorce, so forth. Let me put it a different way. What are you most thankful for? What would you most hate to lose? What gives your life meaning and purpose above all else? This is what it ought to be, a God-centered, knowing and fearing and loving of the one who made us, the one who saves us, enjoying the Lord's presence, walking with him like Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, like Enoch, like Noah, like Jesus in perfect communion with his Father. This is my greatest request. This is my one desire, as the psalmist says elsewhere, to be in your presence, to dwell in your house, to not be forsaken by you, to walk closely with you. You're my life, my joy, my all in all. Keep reading verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Sin steals joy. The world says the opposite, right? Sin makes you happy. It's worth it. Indulge. Live it up. Wrong, says David in Psalm 51. Miserable in his sin? No, only after confessing and thorough repentance can I be restored and have lasting, deep spiritual joy. If you let it, sin will take away every good thing from you in the end, friends. Your joy, your health, your wealth, your friends, and life itself. It's only when sin is confessed and forgiven that you can have real joy. Notice David didn't say, restore to me your salvation. No, the joy of salvation. Some people may have it, but not enjoy it. You see, not knowing you're saved is almost as bad as not being saved, at least at the emotional level. That's why God gave us whole books of the Bible, like 1 John and James, to know if you're saved and to enjoy the assurance of your salvation. It's like that beautiful giant's castle in the Berg where someone once took me there for a visit and told me about the beautiful view in spite of the clouds blocking the view on the day we visited. I said, well, friend, I'll have to just take your word for it. It's like many believers. They say, well, my spouse, my friends, and most of all, my local church says I'm saved. Thankfully, because sometimes I don't feel like it. Oh, restore to me, verse 12, the joy of your salvation. Keep reading and sustain me with a willing spirit. An unwilling heart finds obedience burdensome. Holiness is unappealing. Laziness is attractive. No, it's a willing spirit that's required for us to flee sin and pursue godliness and be trained in spiritual discipline and to chase after holiness and to endure in obedience. Like the Psalms tell us elsewhere, we are to serve the Lord with gladness. We delight to do his will. Now, this sustaining power that gives us a willing spirit, what does the Bible normally call that, especially when this bud blossoms in the fullness of the new covenant? In New Testament language, this sustaining with a willing spirit is called the grace of God. His enabling, empowering grace so that we can live the Christian life. Tomorrow we'll look at verse 13. more about the greatness of God's grace and its result and fruit in our lives.